walking in the light of God. We need to walk in the light. And there's no, and for a Christian, there is no other. There's other ways. There's a way which seemeth right to a man, but the ways are in the ways of death. There's ways we can go on our own. But does that please God? Is that walking in the light? God says if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we know God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. So if God is pure, radiant, pure, holy light, and we're children of light, and to walk in His ways, we can't have no darkness whatsoever in our lives. And I know we're in flesh, and I know we're tempted, and I know we stumble and we fall, but nevertheless, our main goal is to keep this Word as our focus in our life, to walk in the Word of God. In Psalm 119, 105, Thy Word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. We need that every single day of our life. I want to share something with you here, if I can find it. It was a real good illustration that I found. It blessed my heart when I read it, and it reminded me. Now the first thing was the source of light was God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. The substance of light, that Jesus was that very light that come from heaven. And last week we talked about spiritual cataracts, the cause of blindness in our life. And it's because when things don't look clear, where there's a haze over our eyes, and spiritual cataracts is when we're no longer seeing clearly that we need God's Word. Well, I know this verse and that verse, and I go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. What do I need to read the Word of God every day for? You might give me a thought. Why should you read it every day? Huh? Those are two excellent answers. Because every day is what? A new day. The Spirit is renewed every, once you shut, lay down and shut your eyes and go to sleep, a new day is renewed every morning. What did Jesus do every morning? First thing He did, wee hours before daylight, He prayed and meditated on the things. Now He was God, so we need, now listen to this. Someone was asked, why was Jesus called the Word of God? I scratched my head too. Why was Jesus called the Word of God? What is our medium between us? We talk. That's our medium between one another. We communicate. Jesus is the Word because He is. There is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, because He was literally the living Word of God. So since there's between us, we communicate through voice, through communication, we talk as a medium. Between us and God the Father, Jesus Christ Himself is the mediator, one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. So His Word would surely be our guideline to be that medium between us and God. So when we pray, we're talking to God. And when we read, He's talking to us. How's your communication life going? How's your communication with God? Are you talking to Him? Is He talking to you every day? I said this before. I said, how lonely would it be for a parent if our kids never talked to us at all? Our Heavenly Father, how does He feel when we don't communicate or even want to hear what He's got to say? We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves children of God, children of light, and God is light. In Him and no darkness at all. If we don't walk in the light as He is in the light, how can we have fellowship one with another if we're not in His Word? So it's very, very important to keep God's Word at the helm. The very substance of light, standing in the light. We're peculiar to Him. We're a royal priesthood. And then we talked about we've been in walking in the light. And this is where we kind of embarked. And one is Matthew 5:16. Who can quote it? Come on, somebody here. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Did it say, let your light so shine? That's what it said. Now, does that mean we get out and get a flag and start waving it? The only light we have inside of us is who? Christ Himself. The hope of glory. If you are saved, you have the very light of God inside you. Walking in the light. God help us. Now we talked about cataracts. They get you blurry vision. The colors fade. You got a glare. You got double vision. Frequent different prescriptions in your prescription glasses. You're changing your Bible reading. Oh, I'll make it up. I just missed yesterday and the day before that, so I'll just catch up real quick. Now I want to ask you this question. When you're reading God's Word, are you reading it as it's from God? I've been guilty where I'm doing my Bible reading, I'm knocking it out. I got 6 chapters to make up, so I'm going to get down, turn it on, set, and let's do it. I did my Bible reading. Well, what'd you get out of it? What did God speak to you about? What did you learn from God? And we're all being guilty of that. But boy, the devil, so he can trick us up so easy to get us where we're listening to it, we're reading it, but we're not getting nothing out of it. Brother Hall mentioned this. He's dealing with a young fellow right now. And the guy says, I read my Bible and he does this. And he goes, well, what are you getting out of it? And I asked him the same thing. And I said, when we're reading, we're reading from God. I remember it was, text messages from heaven. Oh, Brother Shaw. Text messages from heaven. We got 66 books full. So put your iPhone down or whichever one you got and pick up God's and get His textbooks and listen to what God's speaking to you. Put the other one down for a while. Quit texting that way and listen to what God's got to say. So we touched on it. Now I want to touch on some things, on some imperishableness of the Bible. If Satan could destroy God's Word from your life, what would your life be like? Give me some examples. All right, let's put the armor of God on and imagine yourself going to battle. You have a shield, you have a breastplate, you have your feet shod, you have your loins girded, but you have no sword in your hand. You're in trouble. Now let's put a, get a little butter knife one. I did my Bible verse for the day. Or read something, get something from God and get you a sword in your hand for that day and defend yourself. I reckon I wish I'd have learned this more when I was a younger Christian, getting God's Word, the armor of God on in my life and realizing every part of the armor deals with the Word of God. Listen to this. Stand therefore, and Brother Caleb read it last week, stand therefore, have your loins girded about with truth. Do we stand on our truth, the world's truth? Which truth do we stand on? God's truth. Another one. We know all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for everything we need in this life. Let me share this with the breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness do we have, our own or His? The helmet of salvation covers our mind. It reminds us that we're who? The helmet of salvation, the helmet of God that covers our mind. Where's Satan get in? Between our ears. I can be going down the road and a thought comes in from nowheres. And I can't figure out where it come from. I can be in Walmart and all of a sudden I'm back in my car and I'm humming a tune. I said, where did that come from? I ain't heard that in years. And somebody was playing it in the background, just the music in Walmart. Satan gets in your mind. If we don't get our minds tuned in to God's Word and make it important to us, we're in a world of hurt. You're not going to be a witness for God. You're not going to be walking in the light. It's an impossibility to get our hearts and minds in tune to God's Word and have it inside of you. Have it ready. Have your defense ready. Let's get to the shield of faith. I want to get to that. What's the shield of faith do for you? What does a shield do? It protects you from... Harm. Okay, now we're in a spiritual battle here. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after flesh, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Where's them thought? There's that thought process again. That's where Satan gets in our mind. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. So, our thought process, if we ain't walking where we need to, if we ain't, this shield of faith that we need that wars off everything, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Word of God is so important in your life, and if you're not in this area right here, I am more concerned about you guys. I am very concerned about us, but we've done been there and done that. But you guys got opportunities in your life to do great things for God. You got opportunities in your life not to make the same mistakes we have made. You have opportunities in your life to make real God's Word in your life, that it is a light unto your very life. It's a light unto your feet and a light unto your path, that you can walk in the light of God. Taking all, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Look at it with me. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Look at it with me. Ephesians chapter 6. Is that Old Testament? That is new. That's right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. There. One more page. There we go. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able. Did it say might be able? Or did it say shall be? I love it when the Bible says shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If Satan can get in your mind and get you thinking worldly or carnal, preacher, we are the most carnalest people there is in the world. You know, and this world has programmed us to be. Who remembers being a kid, the Ward's and the Ward's Christmas catalog? And you got to go through and see all the gifts that they had, or the Sears and Roebuck one. Yeah. And you went through the Christmas, couldn't wait till the Christmas catalog. You learned to covet from a little child. We learned to do that. And now we go by car lots, or we see another vehicle. We see a gun rack, and somebody's got a gun that you ain't got and you want. And we are so programmed. I'm sitting here working on a quad and I hear a gun. It sounds like a cannon go off, and I say, can I play too? I mean, oh boy, I want to play. Get me one. So, I mean, our minds are so programmed to wander. Carnally, I mean, we're in the flesh, understand it, but boy, I tell you what, when it comes to God's house, in our life with God, we must be serious about the things of God. You must make an imprint on your mind, because those things that were so to my, that happened as a child, let alone when I got in my teen years and started putting other wrong things in my mind. If you guys could get this, learn to walk in God's Word every day. And make a habit more than your necessary food. The shield of faith, that ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Think of some weapons he would use on your mind. The sin which does so easily beset you. And that one he draws back and he's looking for that weak spot. And he's patient. He's clever. If he can get Adam and Eve, perfect health, perfect diet, perfect atmosphere, walking fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden, and he walked carefully and found that, get him with this one. Yeah. He just knew, just doubt God just a little bit. You don't need to believe God that much. And he works on you, you no different. You don't take serious what God hath said. When you're not serious about what God hath said, the shield of faith, the burning missiles of evil, Satan's got them. We got them on billboards, our eye gate, our ear gate, our feelings. The fiery darts of pride. Well, that ain't me. I'm okay. I've been grounded many years. It ain't me. I don't do things like that. What about this one? Fiery darts of envy. Boy, I wish I was like them. How about this one? The fiery darts of jealousy. How about this one? Here's the one that we got us on the Sears and Roebuck. The fiery darts of covetousness. You're not content with things as you have. My whole family was doing it this morning. And I done confessed all your faults and we asked for forgiveness. We can start fresh and anew now. Everybody's got a pee in their bed and no one's comfortable. And they found that pee underneath of them. Fiery darts of covetousness. How about this one? The fiery darts of worry. It's hard not to worry. To be concerned but not worry. That's a tough one, ain't it? To where we're fretting, we're complaining, we're worrying, we're trying to figure it out. Well, if we did this or did this or did this, it changed this. If we added this with it, we could make it better. Or just say, Lord, fiery darts of worry. It's not Satan. And every time we do that, what happens to us? Is our eyes and minds on God? No. There's that, the light gets dimmer, dimmer, dimmer. Pretty soon we're walking. There's days that Satan can slip in so easy in your day, you're no different than a carnal man on the street. Except you're a child of God and you're walking in darkness and you don't even know you're in the dark. Hello? That's us. And I can't stress this enough to be so careful. What about the fiery darts of unbelief? Well, I'd ask for that, but God wouldn't do that. God, no. What about the fiery darts of looky, looky? Looky, looky at that. There's a billboard off 465. Every time I said, my boy, I said, Dad, don't look! I knew what was coming. He's coming around the bottom of 465, and I knew to keep my eyes on the road. Here's a billboard that says, looky, looky, looky. Goodness gracious, the world we live in. I don't know why it's still up. You said, well, you shouldn't do that. If I didn't look the first time, I wouldn't be much of a man at all, would I? God designed us men that way. We're sight programmed. I see stuff 600 yards off to my right, and I'm looking ahead. And I ain't trying to. So the shield of faith in our life, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That builds our shield. So the more we're in the light of God's Word, the bigger our shield gets, the way I get it. The stronger it gets, the more it reflects, the more it defends me, because my mind is programmed to where I brought into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God help us. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet, light unto our path. I know I said you're going to hear that every time I teach, but when you get a hold of that, it's done me good. It's helped me to, when I'm reading, to realize this is the light of God. Open it up, let it shine in us. Let's pray. Father, dear God, do love you. Thank you so much for your word, dear God, that it is clearly, dear God, the medium between us and you, that you give us light to see where we're at, see where we're going, to teach us, to help us, to reprove us, to direct us, to comfort us, to uplift us, oh Lord, it's so wonderful. Help us, dear God. Bless this time, dear God. Help us to prepare every heart here that we can be ready to hear from you. Preacher, dear God. Rebuke the devil. Oh God, that you get all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.